Greetings, old-time radio fans. Welcome to another hour of exciting entertainment as we take another trip back in time to the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Corey Walker, and I invite you to gather once again around the old part of radio. July 31st marked the 89th anniversary of the debut of The Shadow, one of radio's most popular and enduring series. The series ran from July 31st, 1930 to December 28th, 1954, switching back and forth between CBS, NBC, and Mutual Networks. Several actors played the title role, who for most of the series was a man who hid in the shadows and used his skills to extract the truth from criminals and ensure justice was done. The most famous actor to play The Shadow was Orson Welles, and today I'm featuring two back-to-back episodes of The Shadow from the Orson Welles era. First up is The Society of the Living Dead, which was first heard at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, January 23, 1938, on the Mutual Network. Enjoy this thrilling story.
The hearts of men. The Shadow knows.
Lew Cole presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror into the very hearts of shopsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Today, the Society of the Living Dead. In just a moment, The Shadow's exciting adventure will begin. Meanwhile, I have an important message for all you homeowners. We are now in the midst of the most treacherous season of the entire year. But you can protect your family's health during this danger period by burning blue coal. For blue coal gives you clean, uniform, healthful heat all winter long. And its harmless blue coloring is your guarantee of better heat at less cost. So when you order fuel, insist on blue coal. It's Pennsylvania's finest anthracite. Your nearest blue coal dealer will be glad to send you a trial ton. Phone him tomorrow.
Hello, hello. Navy Classic, City Desk.
Yes, go ahead, Turner.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith are being held in Holly military prison as spies. The Smiths are believed not to be American citizens.
What?
Yes. The Prime Minister was handed a note by American ambassador this morning.
Yes, go ahead.
American State Department reported investigating circumstances under which the Smith passports were issued.
Good work, Turner. Keep feeding it.
Yes, sir?
Hold the presses for a new front page story. London correspondent is on the wire. This phony passport racket is being uncovered.
New York, New York. More news on the Smith case. Mr. and Mrs. Smith are not citizens. A fake passport and identification ring is suspected. The name Schwartz was taken from tombstones to secure passports. More startling disclosures are promised by federal agents and local authorities who suspect widespread
fraud. Will you turn that radio off?
All right, Margot. This fake passport and identification racket interests me.
The Scotland Yard in England, the State Department in Washington, and the whole New York police force working on that fake passport racket. Do you have to get mixed up in it?
You see, Margot, it ties up with a case that interests me.
You mean the suicide of your broker, Henry Adams?
Yes.
But Lamont, what possible connection could there be? I don't see it.
I didn't see any connection either until today, although Adams never struck me as being the type of man who would commit suicide.
His body was found 2 weeks ago, and they buried him right afterwards in the family vault in Kingland Cemetery. Seems to me that's what you might call a closed case.
Well, I don't agree, Margot. I noticed in one of the gossip columns the other day a remark that interested me very much.
What is that?
An item that said that Irene Adams, the orphan daughter of Henry Adams, was being courted by Ray Kelvin.
Oh, Ray Kelvin was Henry Adams' partner, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But what interested me even more was another item which said that Ray Kelvin was very friendly with a man named Berger, who, according to all reports, is a very questionable character.
I don't see the connection, Lamont.
But much of the evidence points to Berger being mixed up in his business.
Oh, you mean that fake passport and identification ring that we just heard about on the radio?
Yes. Margot, I want you to call on Adams' orphan daughter. Her name is Irene. Pose as a reporter. Ask her about the rumors of her coming marriage with Kelvin and find out if she actually saw the face of her father at any time after his death.
All right, Lamont. Where will you be when I get back?
I'll phone you at my office.
Are you going to visit Berger as Lamont Cranston?
No, Margot. I rather think Berger will be more impressed if I visit him with a shadow.
I'm so sorry, Miss Adams. I know it's hard to talk to a stranger about such personal things as soon after your father's tragic death.
Yes. Yes. True that my father didn't want me to marry Mr. Kelvin. It seems so unfair. Ray Kelvin was his own partner in business.
But you are going to marry Mr. Kelvin.
Yes. I wanted to wait. It's just soon after father's death. But Ray has to go away. To Europe. He made it gone for years. It's a bit quiet for me.
Oh, I see. Mr. Kelvin is leaving the country. But isn't he indicted on a stock stealing charge?
Yes. Oh, but he says we'll soon have proof that he didn't have anything to do with it.
Miss Adams, don't you realize that Mr. Kelvin can only clear himself by proving that your own father was the swindler?
No, no. Ray wouldn't do that.
Did you ever see your father after they found his body in the river?
No. No. Mr. Kelvin said I shouldn't. He said it would only upset me.
Do you believe your father committed suicide, Miss Adams?
No. I can't bring myself to believe that of that.
What does Ray Kelvin think about your father's death?
Ray said it was suicide. But Dad was worried over what would happen when they tried him on that stock swindle charge.
But don't you see, Miss Adams? Kelvin, your fiancé, have been implying all along that your father is a swindler. That he's going to clear himself by pinning the guilt on your father.
No, no, I can't believe that.
That's how your father opposed your marriage to Kelvin.
No. Why are you saying these things? You have made us. Please go.
Yes, I am going, Miss Adams. I'm so sorry if I've hurt you, but I believe you're going to thank me for keeping you from marrying a treacherous thief. Perhaps even a murderer.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Your dead father's partner. Your fiancé, Ray Kelvin.
All right, Kelvin. What's on your mind?
Now listen, Berger, I want action. I won't be safe till I get Adams to sign a confession taking full blame for that stock swindle.
Yeah. I see you got the confession all ready for Adams to sign.
Yes. Stated the day he was supposed to have jumped in the river.
Hmm. How are you going to account for not having produced the confession until now?
That's easy. I'll just tell the authorities that in going over his papers, I've just found it. The government will have to dismiss the charges against me when I produce this confession signed by Adams.
What are you going to do with Adams after he signs?
That's where you and your man in the morgue come in.
Hmm?
You've got the papers that were on the man who was buried in Adams' place. All you have to do is put those papers on Adams when we dump him in the river.
What? That's murder. I've never gone that far before.
And you've never been paid $10,000 before either. Now, come on, quit stalling. Get your hat and coat. We're going to finish this job now.
Oh, wait a minute, Calvin. Wait a minute. I'll give you back that money. Every cent of it. No, no. I'm afraid of this.
Berger. What was that? Somebody laughs here in this office.
Yes, Calvin. It is the laughter that has echoed through the mind of many a killer during his last hours in the death house.
Who is that, Berger?
Kelvin. There's nobody here.
Yes, Mr. Berger. The shadow is here.
The shadow? Kelvin, did you hear that? The shadow. He knows. He's heard everything. You can't go through with it now.
Yes, Kelvin. I know everything.
Yes? Well, I've heard about you, Shadow. The man who has the power to make himself invisible. I know how you do it. Hypnotic suggestion. Hindu mesmerism. Oriental trickery. Well, you don't scare me.
Your murderous scheme is doomed to failure, Kelvin. Give it up before it is too late.
Yeah, listen to him, Kelvin. Adams is still alive. We haven't murdered him yet.
No, but we've kidnapped him and we'll burn for that if we're caught. Only we're not going to be caught, Shadow or no Shadow. Come on, Berger. You're coming with me.
No, don't make me go through with it, Kelvin.
Come on.
Don't.
I'll show you what I think of the shadow. Come on, or I'll drill you where you stand. And the shadow, if he tries to stop me.
You've had your warning, Kelvin. Remember.
Come on, Berger, get going. And as for you, Shadow, here's a warning from me. If you follow us, I'll find a way to kill you. Remember that.
Hello, Margaret Lane.
Lamont, I talked to Irene Adams. She never saw her father after he died.
Henry Adams isn't dead, Margot.
Oh, Lamont, are you sure? Where is he?
I don't know, but Berger and Kelvin are on their way to the place where they're holding him, and I'm following them.
Lamont, Kelvin is planning to marry Irene Adams and leave the country in a few days.
Much can happen in a few days, Margot, even in a few hours.
Lamont, let me meet you. Go with you. Maybe I can help.
You can help me most by standing by with a shortwave radio. Keep it tuned in on the band the Shadow always uses.
All right, Lamont. But now you've discovered that Mr. Adams is alive, why don't you let the police handle it?
As far as the police are concerned, Henry Adams is dead. Buried, a closed case.
I guess you're right, but what about Berger and Kelvin? Do they know the Shadow is on their trail?
Yes, and Kelvin has dared the Shadow to follow him.
Lamont, it may be a trap, a trick to get you someplace where all your powers won't save you, where you'll be helpless. Lamont, please don't go. Please.
Margot, I must follow Berger and Kelvin. If they lead me to Adams, I may need help. Stand by, Margot. Stand by until you hear from the Shadow.
The Shadow will return in just a moment. But first, I have a word of warning for you homeowners. Throughout this dangerous winter season, don't subject your family to needless colds and illness resulting from uneven, on and off type heating. Thousands of careful homeowners are taking steps to avoid this risk. They're playing safe by ordering Blue Coal. For instance, Blue Coal sales in the city of Rochester for the current winter season are 20% ahead of last year's figure, and numerous other cities show similar increases. Here's why Blue Coal is preferred by so many people. Blue Coal is a selected Pennsylvania anthracite, the fuel that gives off cleaner, more uniform, more dependable heat than any other coal. What's more, furnaces, parlor stoves, and cooking ranges in this part of the country were especially designed to burn anthracite. And the cream of all American anthracite is Blue Coal. The harmless blue coloring with which Blue Coal is tinted is your all-time guarantee of better heat at less cost. Blue Coal is mined by the Glen Alden Coal Company, and every carload is tested and retested for purity and uniform sizing before shipment. What's more, Blue Coal is especially prepared for home use. You can get it in the four popular domestic sizes: egg, stove, chestnut, or pea. So be guided in your fuel selection by Rochester families. For health and economy, too, insist on Blue Coal. Ask for it by name. Order a trial ton from your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. You'll find his name listed in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the name Blue Coal.
Come on, Kelvin. Let's get this over with.
What's the matter with you, Berger? You're jumpy as a cat.
I know. It's the Shadow. I'm scared. If you had any sense, you'd be scared, too.
Oh, forget the Shadow.
Yeah? But suppose he's trailed us. Here. The Kingman Cemetery.
Now, listen to me, Berger. Your job is to make Adam sign that confession. The Shadow has developed superstitious fear in the underworld by means of his magician's tricks. He's dealing now with intelligent people who don't believe in hocus pocus. Why, there isn't one chance in a thousand the Shadow's been able to follow us here.
What do you do if he has? Huh? What can you do?
You leave the Shadow to me. I'll deal with him if he comes. It's the Adams grave vault just ahead, isn't it?
Yeah. It's that underground vault on the left.
You have the keys to the vault?
Yeah, right here.
I'll get the vault door open.
Yeah. Give me a hand with this door.
Ouch. Wait a second.
Now be careful Adams doesn't get out. Where's your flashlight?
Right here. There's Adams on the floor in the corner. What'd I tell you? I bet he's so weak he can't crawl.
much less run.
Berger, he looks like he's dead. If he is, the whole scheme's ruined. I warned you to be careful.
He ain't dead. I know a dead one when I see one. He's just sleeping, that's all.
Wake him up and we'll see if he's ready to listen to reason.
He'll listen.
Come on, Adams. Come on. Wake up. Hey, snap out of it.
What? What? Who are you?
Never mind who I am. Come on.
Sit up. Are you going to take me out of this tomb? Are you?
Yeah, you're going to get out. All you have to do is sign your name to a piece of paper.
Water. Give me a drink. All I've had for days is the moisture on the stones. And nothing to eat. Nothing.
I got something better than water. It's like this brandy and such, yep.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. How did you find out they'd locked me up in this grave vault? I thought they were going to leave me here till I died. And then put me in that coffin there in place of that corpse that's supposed to be me.
Never mind about that now. You're going to have a chance to get out of this grave alive. If you do as you're told.
Listen, Berger, quit wasting time. Here's the confession and the pen. Make him sign it.
Kelvin, you... I couldn't see you with a flashlight in my eyes. You, my own trusted partner. You're behind this. You've done this to me. You stole those securities. Framed me.
Sure I did. You're innocent. And if you want to get out of this family vault of yours, you'll take the blame. Sign this confession.
I won't. I'll never sign it.
Oh, yes, you will.
Put it out, Kelvin. You can't stand much of that in the shape he's in. Do you want to tell him?
I won't sign it. I won't. A confession for me would clear you, Kelvin. Put the blame on me. Leave you free to marry my daughter, Irene. You've made her think I'd drown myself. I'm innocent of the swindling charge. You're the guilty one.
You sign that confession or I'll break every bone in your body.
I told you to go easy.
Adams is out cold.
Shut up and help me bring him around. The shadow on our trail, there's no time to lose.
Yeah, I know. And I give plenty to know where the shadow is right now.
What would you give, Berger?
Come on. He's here. The shadow's here. You were alone with him.
Berger, turn off the flashlight. Quick.
Now you think we're on even terms. Don't you, Kelvin? You can't see me in the dark of the tomb. And you think I cannot see you.
Yes. Yes, that's right, Shadow.
Kelvin, what are you doing?
There you are, Berger. You too, Shadow. I may not be able to see you, but if you come close enough to try to stop me closing the door of this hall, I'll fill you full of lead.
Kelvin, don't leave me here.
You're no use to me anymore, Berger. You can thank the Shadow for that.
You ain't going to leave me here to die. You silly, double-cutting man.
All right, Berger, I'll do you one last favor. I won't leave you to die for thirst and hunger. You'll be luckier than Adams and the Shadow. Come on, Berger. Try to get out before I close this steel door.
No, give me a break, Kelvin. Adams, don't give me a chance. I have a gun on me, you know that.
Yes, Berger, I know that. Come on, I was just fooling.
Oh.
So, Kelvin, you shot Berger and added murder to your other crime.
You'll never get out of this vault to tell about it, Shadow. You've cheated me out of a chance to beat that swindle indictment. You've ruined my chance of getting Irene with her Adams money. Well, now you're going to have plenty of time to wish you'd never meddled in this. You'll have the pleasure of watching Adams die. He's almost dead now. And when he's gone, you'll have the company of three dead men. Three dead men waiting for you to join them. Goodbye, Shadow.
You can lock that steel door, Kelvin. But somehow the Shadow will still get out.
All right, Shadow. Let's see you try it.
Shadow. Shadow. Kelvin double-crossed me. I'm done for all right. What about you? Can you get out of this place like you said?
The police will be here in a few minutes.
You told them to come here, you mean?
No, but I'm going to. Right now. Margo Lane. Margo Lane. Notify Commissioner Weston to pick up Ray Kelvin.
having sent a squad of men to Kingman Cemetery. Have them open the grave vault of Henry Adams. Adams is alive, but in the critical condition, Margo. Don't come into the cemetery yourself. Kelvin is at large. Notify Police Commissioner Weston at once.
So, Shadow, you're calling the cops.
Shadow, it's Kelvin. He's at that air vent at the top of the roof. He heard you calling the cops.
Yes, I heard you, Shadow. And if you think the police are going to get here in time to save you, you're mistaken.
Every minute you waste in gloating brings you nearer the electric chair, Kelvin.
Don't waste your sympathy on me, Shadow. I wonder what you'll look like when the cops find you with Berger and Adams. All of you drowned like rats in a trap. Because that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to drown like rats in a trap. Listen.
Right up to the top.
And it won't take long. Too bad for you, I found a fire hose in the groundkeeper's shed. Now let the police come. They're welcome to anything they can get out of any of you when they get here. So long, Shadow. Let's see you get out of that spot.
Shadow. He's gone.
Water. Water. Here's water. Water.
Shadow. The water's in his feet on the floor already.
Yes, and it's rising every minute. Our only hope is that the police will get here in time.
This is my radio of yours. Tell them what's happened. Tell them, hurry!
The radio transmitter is West, Houston. Sent the last appeal for help.
Help me, Shadow. Help me.
You deserve no help, Berger. You left Adams here to die.
Help me, made me do it. I never did anything like this before. I had a fake passport identification record, that's all. I never killed anybody. I swear, Shadow. Water. It's getting deeper. Deeper.
There's only one high place in this tomb. One high place. On top of the casket. The casket of the man you buried and made the world believe was Henry Adams.
Leave me up there. Who's down here on the fourth?
Irene.
Help me.
I won't lift you up. Adams is too weak to stand. There's only room for one on top of that coffin. And if anyone is to have a few extra minutes of life, Adams will get it.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Put Adams on top of the coffin. His life is worth a dozen like yours.
Irene. Forgive me. I was afraid you were going to marry Kelvin. I knew he was treacherous. A thief. Coward.
Adam. In God's name, help me up. Help me on my feet. Leave me against the wall. I'll do that much for me.
Yes, Berger. I'll do that much for you. It's all I can do.
Thanks. Thanks, Sheriff. Here I am, trying to save myself from drowning so that I can die of bullet wounds. Here I am, being lifted by a man whose hands I can feel on my arms, but I can't see. Baby. Baby, this is happening. Baby, it's a dream. Baby, this is...
No, Berger, this is not death. This is real. You're still alive, and I am here, and Adams is here. The water is rising all around us. Up to our waist now.
What about you, Shadow? I heard queer things about you that you couldn't be killed. Can't you get out of here, huh?
Even though I have the power of invisibility, I cannot walk through solid stone walls. There are no windows, no other opening but that door.
Try it. Try it. Maybe it didn't lock when Kelvin closed it, huh? Maybe. Oh, try something, Shadow. Try anything.
Yes, yes, Berger, there might be a chance. I'm going to try to break down the door. Useless, Berger.
You mean you can't even save yourself?
No, I can't even save myself. Help doesn't come soon as this vault fills to the roof. The Shadow will die as quickly as you, Berger.
No. Not quite as quick. I'm finished, Shadow. Thanks to Kelvin's bullets.
I won't drown.
No.
perhaps you were lucky after all, Berger.
Irene! Irene, help me! Help me!
Listen to me. Listen to me, Henry Adams. Listen. Help is coming. But it will be too late unless you help yourself. Kelvin. Kelvin is filling this tomb with water. It's up to the top of the coffin you're lying on. Listen to me, Henry Adams. You must get up. Hold on to me or you will drown.
I can't. My strength is gone.
You must. You must. For Irene's sake.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am the Shadow. I came here to save you, but I'm afraid I failed.
Shadow? The Shadow?
It doesn't matter who or what I am.
Shadow! Shadow, are you still there? Still alive?
So, Kelvin, the fascination of murder has drawn you back to the scene of your crime.
I just wanted to make sure of you, Shadow.
In that case, you'd better wait a few minutes longer, Kelvin.
Who is that? Who is that talking? It sounds like Kelvin. Irene! Irene, don't do it! Don't marry Kelvin!
He'll marry me. With you and Berger and the Shadow out of the way, she'll never know, Adams. She'll never know.
Kelvin! Kelvin, do you hear that? You hear that, Kelvin? It's the police! Run for your life, Kelvin, or better still, fight them off! They're cheating you of your triumph of death!
Going to drown like rats. The police won't get me. They won't get you out of there in time. You'll drown! Drown like rats!
You will!
Get that man! Stop him! Up! You are a shoot! Let him have it!
You win, Shadow.
I got him!
Okay, come on!
Come on, men! Get the door of that vault open and see what's going on here.
Here are the keys I got from the watchman at the cemetery gate, Commissioner.
All right, get that door open.
Right. Commissioner! There's water spurting out around the sides and bottom of the door.
Good heavens! The vault's been flooded!
Commissioner! There's a street flushing hose attached to the hydrant. It's pouring water into that vault!
Cut it off!
Quick, Kelly!
Sergeant, open that door.
Yes, sir.
Look out, Sergeant!
Good heavens! The vault must have been filled with a roof!
Quick! Throw your flashlight on the vault.
Yes, sir. Commissioner! There's a man lying on top of that patch.
Come on, that man isn't dead. He was trying to get up. Yes. Come on, here. Give me a hand with it.
Hi.
Come on. This must be Adams.
It is. Adams. Henry Adams. Commissioner Weston.
Shadow. It's the Shadow again.
Yes, Commissioner, it's the Shadow. You were just in time.
So I see. What's back of all this? Henry Adams committed suicide 2 weeks ago. He was buried in this vault. If this man is Adams, who's in that sealed casket?
Just one of the many unidentified men and women who find their way into the morgue, Commissioner. Foreign spies and secret agents pay big prices for passports issued in the names of those unidentified men and women.
Good heavens, Shadow.
But, Commissioner, the fake identification ring is smashed. And Berger, the leader, was killed. Commissioner, this is the end of the Society of the Living Dead.
You have just heard a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Time, same station, Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite, will again present another thrilling adventure of The Shadow. Be sure to listen. and be sure to burn blue coal, the solid fuel for solid comfort.
I hope you enjoyed the thrilling story of the Society of the Living Dead, starring Orson Welles as the Shadow. The Shadow was able to bring an end to the illegal immigration scheme and ensure justice was done. The episode first aired the evening of Sunday, January 23, 1938, on the Mutual Network. Before we air our next story, here's some history of The Shadow. According to Wikipedia, the series, quote, was developed to boost sales of Street and Smith's Detective Story magazine. And that's the magazine featured The Shadow character. Most of the radio stories were written by Walter B. Gibson, and the famous opening was voiced by radio veteran Frank Reddick Jr. Next up, I have one more episode of The Shadow starring Orson Welles. The episode is titled House of Horror and was first heard at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, February 13, 1938 on the Mutual Network. Let the story begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shadow's exciting adventure will start in just a moment. But first, I have an announcement that you kept screaming across every front page in America, because it's all about the safest thing on wheels, the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown tire with the lightsaber tread. Imagine, not only does this sensational Silvertown give you the greatest skid protection you have ever known, and Golden Tire blowout protection that has already saved thousands of motorists' lives, it gives you both of these life-saving features at no extra cost. The new Goodrich Lifesaver Tread has a truly amazing action on wet, slippery roads. It does the rain-drenched roads what your windshield wiper does the windshield. Its spiral bars that never end act like a whole battery of windshield wipers. They sweep the water right and left, force it out through deep drainage grooves, make a dry track for the rubber to grip. Don't let a skid endanger your life. Don't let a blowout throw your car out of control. Start riding on the new Goodrich, spelled G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H, Goodrich, Safety Silvertown. The sooner, the safer.
The Shadow, the mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot speak. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's story, The House of Horror.
This is the gorilla house here.
Yeah.
What about the watchmen?
There's only two of them in the whole zoo this time of night. They won't be around here for an hour.
This is the screwiest job we ever done. Putting a snatch on a gorilla. Why does he want the gorilla? Is he gonna terrorize the city or what?
I never ask no questions on a job. And this is a job, so let's get at it.
There's the cage over there.
That's him. That's the gorilla.
Got that chloroform?
Yeah, right here.
Give me it. We'll pour some on this rag. Put the rag on a pole and slam it in the gorilla's snoot. Keep away, though. This stuff is dynamite.
Okay.
Now, take a whiff of this, big boy.
Looks like that'll do the job.
Sounds like he's passing out. All right, open that cage. I'm going in.
Hey, wait, Mac.
Open it up. This'll take about 1 minute. Hey, take it easy, big boy.
Hey, Mac, are you all right?
Shut up, you fool. All right, now come in here.
In the cage?
It's all right. He's passed out now. Come on. Help me move.
Okay, if you say so, but I don't like it. Hey, he ain't exactly no baby.
No. All right. Here, let's try and haul him out. All right?
Let's go. Oh, heavy. Anybody in here?
Someone's coming. See what you're yelling did? Yeah. Stay where you are, bud. Get that flashlight out of my eyes.
Hey, what are you doing? A gorilla. Taking the gorilla out of here.
You figured that one out in a hurry.
But you can't do that. I'll...
You'll call for nobody. Come on, Eddie, let's get this gorilla in the van, quick.
Then, Margo, according to the version I read, the men were seen hauling the gorilla to a truck. That's how they made their getaway.
What about the keeper in the zoo that discovered them, Lamont?
Dead when they found him. Two bullet holes through the head.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, but could I protrude myself into the conversation? Could I, hey?
Why, certainly, Stevie. This is your cab. What's on your mind?
Well, about this here now case of the missing gorilla.
Yeah?
Well, just this morning, I'm talking it over with my friend and acquaintance of whom you have heard me talk. Big Charlie Hayes.
And what does your friend and acquaintance Big Charlie Hayes have to say?
Well, he's no more than most of us about what could have happened on the counter. He knows the fellow who owns the monkey.
Oh, that's very interesting.
We're getting warm, Lamont.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Them dark pedestrians. Well, where am I?
Well, Big Charlie is knowing the fellow who owned the monkey.
Correct. Now, according to Big Charlie, he says it's according to the fellow who owns the monkey. This here now gorilla, who was just an overgrown monkey after all, maybe just broke out of the zoo by himself.
This is Big Charlie's theory?
Yeah. He says the monkey fella says that all it makes is born wanderers. So Big Charlie figures that this here gorilla got sick of the zoo and off the cage's rampage.
Oh. You mean the gorilla drove the truck away, huh?
Well, he could have had a confederate.
Oh, Shrevey, how does Big Charlie explain the keeper being shot and killed?
Well, to tell you the truth, Miss Lane, that stumps him. He never heard of a gorilla carrying no gun.
No, not without a permit.
No, not without a permit.
Hey, you're kidding me. Well, Shrevey, I'm afraid that your friend Big Charlie's barking up the wrong tree this time.
Yeah, he's just a dreamer, I guess.
Oh, Shrevey, will you stop here, please?
Sure, sure.
Hey, what's the idea, Mark? Oh, I thought I was taking you to the country for lunch.
Well, you're taking me to lunch, Lamont, but not to the country.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Not this place.
Why not?
I hate tea rooms, Margot. Especially one that's called the oldie and quainty gypsy tea room.
Oh, but Lamont, they tell wonderful fortunes in there.
I don't care, Margot. This is one time I'm going to be firm. I definitely and absolutely am not going into that.
More tea, Lamont.
Huh? Oh, no thanks.
Lamont, you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying.
Sorry, Margot. I've been doing some unconscious eavesdropping.
What do you mean?
There's a very interesting fortune being told in the next booth.
That you have lost something. Is this not through me?
Yes, I have. A piece of jewelry.
Of course. It was in the form of...
It was a necklace.
The fair young lady has lost a necklace. The cards tell me where the necklace can be found.
Really? Where?
Wait. I must consult the crystal. Ada Sabiras Nanahari Sai. I see a shop, a tiny shop. In the window of the shop are many animals. They are dead animals, stuffed to look alive.
That's the shop?
That's it. Inside that shop, there are many more animals. One of these is a giant stuffed gorilla. In the mouth of that gorilla, in the mouth, your necklace will be found. Wait a second. I will write down the address.
You'll never know how grateful I am to you for telling me.
Quite.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll go there at once. Thank you.
Oh, you see, the fair young lady is very generous. Don't forget. In the mouth of the gorilla, you find your neck.
Oh, I won't forget. Goodbye.
Arthur,
that taxidermy shop sounds very interesting.
You mean you like stuffed gorillas?
No, but considering the events of last night at the zoo, it is a coincidence to learn of someone who has such an interest in the beast.
Just animal in the window. Oh, yes, it must be it. Hello? Hello? Is there anyone here? Oh, what an eerie place. The animals are not so alive. Oh, I can try again. Is there anyone in the shop?
I don't see any gorilla. Oh, might as well. Oh, wait. Yes, there it is. There's the gorilla. Well, might as well give this thing a try. In the mouth of the gorilla, I'll find the necklace. Well, open up, Mr. Gorilla, and let me...
No need to worry. Nothing to fear. The time of wages is almost here. Now, you must be quiet. You must be fresh. The time is coming, but not quite yet.
Now, that's appealing.
Hmm? Yes, my dear. What is it?
Shall I give the girl another sleeping drug?
Let's see. Yes, I believe you better.
She looks so white and still lying there strapped to the table. Is she dead?
Suppose, Madame Santo, you leave this case to me.
Please, Heather, thank you. I almost grabbed me.
I don't think the gorilla is very fond of you, madam. Did you tell him a bad fortune, perhaps?
I hate the beast. I'm afraid of him. I will be glad when the experiment is over and he has gone away.
You shan't have long to wait, Madame Santo. Within 24 hours, I shall be ready. Madame Santo.
Yes, Professor?
You know you still haven't finished or fulfilled your entire bargain with me.
You mean the other girl?
Yes. I need two young women for this experiment, you know.
Believe me, Professor. When you are ready, the other one will be here.
Good. Excellent. Two women I need if I should succeed. Then my experiment with an ape will make all sit again.
When you perform this experiment, will it kill the girls?
You are prying into secrets, my dear. Prying into things you should not hear. Enough of my silly jingles. You see this machine, Madame Santo?
Yes.
Its delicate mechanism will assure my experiment's success. Of course, the young woman will live. I have but to turn the switch so, and the work will be done.
But will the young women be normal again?
To all appearances, yes. But appearances are deceiving, my dear. These women will be possessed of a superhuman strength and talent. At my bidding, they will rob, pillage, and even murder.
All in the guise
of sweet, innocent womanhood.
If we reach, with them working for us, we will have a fortune.
Not only a fortune, Madame Santo. If the experiment turns out as I believe it will, we'll perform many hundreds of human transformations. Who knows? Perhaps, I say, we might even rule the world.
X-ray, X-ray, society girl missing, X-ray, get your paper.
Hand me a paper, sir.
Yes, sir, hey, Amit.
Thank you.
X-ray, X-ray.
Well, who is this missing socialite, Lamont?
Oh, probably some publicity seeking it. Margot, look.
What?
Look at this picture.
Why, Lamont, it's the girl we saw on the TV.
Yes, listen to this. Doris Molnar missing since Monday afternoon. No clues to her appearance, or disappearance, rather, found.
On Monday? That was the day we saw her.
Oh, yes.
Hey, that fortune teller. Do you suppose she would know anything about this thing?
I have an idea she might. Yes. Yes, I think it would be very worthwhile paying a call on her as the shadow.
She don't want the fortune.
Ah, we shall both have a fortune, so I'll see them, my little bird. The cars will tell us what we wish to know.
Ah, she don't want the fortune.
I say we will no longer have to work in that tea room or live in these dingy rooms above it. We will be rich, we are rich.
I'm sorry to interrupt your fortune-telling, Madame Santo.
Who speaks? Who is he?
I am called the Shadow.
Shadow.
Where are you? Where are you, Shadow?
I'm standing right here beside you.
But I don't see you.
By my hypnotic power, I've made myself invisible to your eyes.
Why are you here? What do you want of me?
I have come to seek information.
What about?
A young lady named Doris Molnar. She disappeared 3 days ago. She was last seen with you in your tea room.
I don't know her. I have never heard of her.
Doris Molnar. You do know her, Madame Sando. In fact, you sent her to a taxidermist shop. Where is this shop located?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Professor Feeling. Who is this Professor Feeling your strange bird mentions?
I don't know.
Does he have anything to do with the taxidermist shop?
Why, no. No, he doesn't.
Shadow will be back on the air with surprises, suspense, and a thrilling, unexpected climax. But meanwhile, here's something mighty important to bear in mind when you drive a car. Just remember that rainy days make the grass grow greener. They may bring out the best in flowers, but they bring out the worst in roads.
Yes, beware. A road that's plenty safe when dry may become a dangerous skid trap when wet, sending your car skidding, spinning, swerving off the road.
Motorists, why take this chance when you can now get a sensational new kind of tire that will stop you quicker, safer than you've ever stopped before? The new Goodrich Safety Silvertown with the Lifesaver Tread. Impartial tests conducted by the country's largest independent testing laboratory against the regular and premium priced tires of America's 6 largest manufacturers proved that no tire tested, regardless of price, came up to the new Silvertown in non-skid action. Furthermore, these unbiased tests showed that the new Goodrich Silvertown with Lifesaver Tread gave more non-skid mileage than any of the other tires tested in its own price range. Imagine, the new Goodrich Silvertown averaged 19.1% more miles before the tires wore smooth. Which is the same as saying you'll get every 6 mile free. Yes, many tires cost more than the new Goodrich Silvertown, but no tire at any price can give you the unequaled skid protection of the Lifesaver Tread. The exclusive blowout protection of the Golden Fly. Keep danger a stranger. Put a set of these life-saving long-mileage tires on your car without delay.
Now, Margot, you know what you're to do?
Yes. I'll tell the fortune teller that I've lost a ring. The name of Bruce, she directs me to the taxidermy shop just as she did Doris Molnar.
That's it. And be sure to get the address. Well, here she comes now. Fortune? I'd better finish my tea and get ready to go.
Your fortune? But, your fortune told me?
What? Yes. Yes, I would like to have my fortune told.
Good. But the gentleman, you want him to listen?
Well, I was just leaving. See you tomorrow, Margo.
Righto, call me, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Well? Here we are.
Yes. Here we are. Just mine. Your fiancé, perhaps?
Oh, no, no. He's just an acquaintance.
Cut the card, please. And make your wish.
All right. There you are. And do try to make the wish come true.
Ah, a young lady in love.
Oh, no. No, it's not that at all. It's something like love.
Then we shall not need the card. The crystal is for things that I lost. Now, was it jewelry that is missing?
Yes. Yes, that's right. It's a ring.
I consult the crystal. Saviva, nonahares, I see a street down by the riverfront. On that street is a tiny shop. In the window of the shop are many animals. They are dead animals. Stop to look alive.
Yes, go on.
Inside that shop, there are many more animals. One of these is a giant stuffed gorilla.
Yes?
In the mouth of that gorilla, in the mouth, your ring will be found.
Oh, are you sure?
The crystal never lies. You will go to the shop?
Yes, of course.
The crystal shows that time is very precious. If you want your ring, you must go for it right away. It's very nice. Fog, Lamar. I'm scarcely 2 feet ahead of me.
Well, we're right on the riverfront, Martha.
It's deserted here at night. We haven't passed a living soul since we left the car.
It's not exactly a pleasant neighborhood.
A foghorn doesn't help that either. Gosh, I hope we don't pass by the shop. I can't see a thing.
I've been watching for it.
You know, everything considered, I'm certainly a smart kid.
What?
I picked a fine night to go out and put my hand in a gorilla's mouth.
What's the matter?
Oh, something's brushing against my leg. Huh?
It's only a cat. A black cat, I might add.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing I'm not superstitious. Did he cross in front of me?
Oh, not superstitious, eh?
Well, no. Just careful.
Oh, wait. I believe this is the place. Yes. Did the animals in the window?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Do you suppose the shop is open this late?
I'm quite sure it is. Expressly for your benefit. We'll try the door. There you are. Margo, if we hear anyone coming, I'll duck behind one of the animals.
All right. Okay, it's a frightening place, Lamar. What's that noise?
Just the clock ticking off the minute.
You don't think it's a bomb?
No, I'm sure it isn't. I don't think, though, we should attempt to find the lights. It's better that we remain in the darkness. Margo, you look on that side of the room, and I'll take this side.
All right. And if I find it, I'll shout, but loud.
All right.
Lamont?
Yes?
I found it. Stop, go. Will you settle for that?
I won't be the butt of that joke.
Well, no harm in trying. Lamont, what was that?
It sounded like a live gorilla.
Oh, but why? It's the mouth.
Yes?
I found it. The stuffed gorilla. The mouth is closed.
Well, wait a minute. Let me help you.
Wait, I'll open it.
You must be quiet, young lady. The time is now at hand when we shall all travel to the promised land. So you're becoming impatient too, eh, big boy? Soon, oh so soon, you'll know the supreme joy. The machine is almost ready, but we must be steady. I must. Yes, my dear.
The other young lady has arrived.
Good. Bring her in, Madame Santo. Now. Now we are all set. The finest we are about to do. Yes, yes, I know, big fellow, I know. Your waiting has ended. Both the young women are ready and here. My hour of triumph is very near.
Get in here, you. Where am I? Still dazed from the fall through the trap door.
I see. It's an excellent specimen. Put her on the table next to the other young woman, Madame Santo.
Wait, get your hands off me.
Ah, she has a temper. That's very good, very good.
That girl on the table. What? Oh, Doris Molnar. The girl that disappeared.
You know her?
Well, I know who she is, yes. What are all these strange-looking machines? What do you intend to do?
Put it on the table, Madame Santo.
No, no, you
won't.
Close
the door, quickly.
No, stop.
It is very foolish of you to try to escape.
Let me out, let me out. A gorilla.
That's right, young lady, a gorilla. Seems to like you. That's very good. Considering that you and he shall soon be one.
What do you mean?
I intend to combine your brain with portions of the brain of the gorilla.
No, no.
When it is finished, you and the other young lady shall retain your brain. But the strength of this beast.
Oh, no, no, you can't. You can't.
Now, but I can. Fasten the fetter on her body.
No, let me go.
Now,
no.
I'll put the machine in
no.
place here.
Let me off this table.
Here's that, the electrode. There we are.
Oh, stop. Stop it, you
can't. Now, we try out the machine. In a moment, the current will be passing through your body, young lady.
Don't let me off! Let me off!
No,
let's
see. What happened? My machine, the current has failed. What was that?
Have I spoiled your plans, Professor?
talking. I see no one.
Maybe it's a shadow. He's invisible, Professor. You cannot see him.
Why is he here?
I have come to learn of your experiment, and it appears that I arrived just in time.
Did you tell this voice where we were, Madame Santo?
No, no.
And how did you know him?
He came to my quarters last night.
I trusted you. Now you pricked me. Trying to ruin my experiment.
That is not true, I swear it.
Now, Madame Santo, you know you told me to come here.
No.
Don't you remember that you promised that we would learn the secret and profit by it ourselves?
That is lies. Don't you believe him, Professor, please.
So you are going to reap the harvest of my years of labor.
Steal my secret and then dispose of me.
That is not so. He lies.
I have a way of dealing with those who betray my trust.
Professor, put down that knife.
This is to be the survival of the fittest. I'm going to be the one who survives.
Help me!
Don't
get him away from me!
I don't fear him. He's only a voice. You are flesh and blood. I can deal with you.
Oh.
Leave her alone, Professor Dealing.
Keep out of this!
I will open the cage. If you don't keep away, I will open the cage. I will free the gorilla.
You wouldn't dare. You are more afraid of him than you are of me.
I'm warning you. Keep away or I will open it.
Don't
open
the cage, you fool!
I told you I would do it!
Look out for that beast, both of you!
Keep away! Keep away!
No! No!
Don't try to save me, Madame Santo. The beast will get you, too.
Help me.
Look out, Madame Santo!
Come on. Come on, he'll turn on us, Nick.
Yes, fortunately, I'm prepared.
Oh, he's coming toward me. Look.
Don't move, Marco. No, you don't, big boy!
I just spoke to Doris Molnar on the phone. She's feeling much better. Fortunately, she doesn't remember any of the gory details of the gorilla killing Madame Santo and Professor Fielding. That drug that they've given her saved her that unpleasant memory.
Good. Well, I went to the shop with the police this morning. You'll be happy to learn that Commissioner Weston ordered that infernal machine of Fielding is destroyed.
Oh, I hope they destroy the whole shop. I don't want to see any more animals for the next few weeks. In fact, right now, I'd even hesitate to look at a stuffed chicken.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
Well, now, what a special treat to hear back-to-back episodes of The Shadow from the Orson Welles era. A recent poll on old-time radio download site Rusk.com showed a majority of that site's subscribers felt Orson Welles was the best actor to play the Shadow character. I couldn't agree more. That last episode was House of Horror, which was first heard on the evening of Sunday, February 13, 1938, on the Mutual Network. I'm afraid my time with you is almost up for this week. If you'd like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. My email address is Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, at CFISFM.com, and my mailing address is Old Part of the Radio, 2080 15th Avenue, Prince George, B.C., Canada, Victor 2 Mike, 1 Tango 1. From the CFIS studios in Prince George, I'm Corey Walker. Have a great week. ¶¶